The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials.
I didn't want to say it because I knew you were going to come for me.
No, I wouldn't. I only needed to say it once, and we established your good morning, millennials way of doing GMM.
Thank you.
But good morning to all our millennials out there, Gen X, Y, Z.
Boomers,
of course.
Yeah.
What's before boomers?
I think I read something recently. I could 100% be making this up, but have you heard of Zoomers?
Yeah, what's that?
I think it's under boomers, right?
Under, as in older than boomers?
No, younger.
Okay, who's older than boomers?
No, I don't think there is. I think they're at the top of the heap.
Okay, well, welcome everyone to our show. Happy Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving weekend. What a joyous holiday weekend. We can't ask for anything more than a beautiful holiday weekend. Plus, we have a very exciting episode today because Trout Skin is co-hosting with me today.
I'm here.
Trout Skin is Olivia, our older sister, because Claudia is out doing Dew Tings this morning. Today is a very big day for Dew and his recovery.
Yes.
So we are all sending prayers up for Dew. I have my Dew pillow if you're watching on YouTube. I think I'll just like leave it here.
Yes, I love that.
Just so that everyone can be reminded of the power of Dew and how Dew needs our thoughts and prayers at this moment.
Agreed. Prayers for Theo.
We're due strong, always.
Yeah.
So hopefully Claudia will be back tomorrow and we'll know a little bit more. But today, Olivia is joining us to do the toast, which is always a delight.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I absolutely love being here. And I will say, every time I do the show, which is, you know, rare.
It's more frequent these days.
It's more frequent these days, but that's what I was going to say. It's like I have more and more, like my level of respect for you and Claudia is astronomical, but it gets even higher because the way that I pick myself apart, like watching myself, like I don't understand how you do it.
You can't watch.
Like, and then everybody gives you like feedback, you know, you put some bronzer in your part, Olivia, don't wear this makeup, don't this, don't that. And so like, you know, I feel like today I came ready, you know, to like punch out the comments, you know?
Okay, you don't have to read the comments and you don't have to watch it back.
No, but by the way, sometimes people's feedback is really helpful. Like you can't always like see yourself. Like I can't see myself right now. So, you know, I don't know how I'm looking. And then afterwards people give you feedback.
For sure.
But
if you have to sift through a bunch of crap to find like one helpful comment, is it that helpful?
Totally. Yeah, no, like my foot is covered so people don't say anything about feet.
Oh, they love to like, come for the raw dogs.
I was really all like prepared. Like I'm ready to go. Come at me.
Yeah, I usually wear like a shoe on the show, but sometimes my Instagram story, like I guess a bare foot will make it into the frame, and the way people go buck wild when they see a bare foot, it's like, are you guys okay?
And also like everybody has feet, you know?
It's so weird.
And I think my hands are worse than my feet, so.
No, and I don't have like bad feet. It's just the concept of like seeing feet.
Yeah.
Positively, some people, you know, are a little too here for it. Other people are like, put those feet away. It's like, It's just my feet.
Yeah. Well, we're matching today.
We are matching.
Yeah.
We did not coordinate.
We did not.
We're just so simpatico.
Yeah, we are.
And how are you doing since we last saw you?
I'm doing good. We had such a lovely weekend of just like kid-centric family fun. And that was such a high. And then obviously there are, you know, the emotional complexities with what's going on in the world. And like, so thankful, thank Hashem that, you know, hostages are coming home, but also just...
It's not enough hostages.
Yeah.
It's not quick enough. And it's not in the way that was agreed upon, which was already a shitty agreement if we're going to be real about it. Like one innocent child hostage for three convicted attempted murderers is just not really apples to apples. And then they're, you know, delaying hostage release. Red Cross still hasn't visited. But we have gotten, I think it was like 13 hostages for the last 3 days. Today, there should be a hostage release probably while we're recording. So just praying that everyone comes home.
Yeah.
It's like so emotionally complex, like the highs and lows of like waiting, hoping, being so happy for the ones who are out. I'm just like being so heartbroken for the ones who aren't. And yeah. Even like, you know, they're supposed to release children and their mothers. Yesterday, a girl came out who was with her mom in captivity the entire time. And then they separated them 2 days before she came out and said, and then the mom didn't come out. But like, that's not the agreement.
Right.
So it's just really frustrating. But yeah. I guess that's what happens like when you're trying to make an agreement with an actual terrorist organization. Like you can't really trust that they're going to be the most forthcoming.
Totally. Totally.
So.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that's definitely added
A layer
to the weekend. But otherwise, it was a very lovely holiday weekend. We had Thanksgiving. Yeah. Olivia made a really amazing turkey.
But you, probably the best. And you hosted so beautifully.
Oh, like thank
we
you.
Had such a nice
we
time.
We had such a nice time. But probably, I always like turkey. I'm not one of those people that's like, turkey. You know, like,
it's so
I think
dry.
I think that's Claudia's, like, turkey's gross. Like, no, it's not. It's totally fine. The kids.
We told the kids, it was chicken.
We didn't have to tell them. They picked it up and ate it. And they said, chicken, yum.
Yeah.
Like, it's chicken, okay?
Yeah. I think it's poultry, right? Like, is that.
Yeah, like, if you look at a turkey bird and, like, when they're alive and a chicken bird,
yeah,
they look alike.
They do. A turkey is definitely.
They're of the same elk.
Yeah. Totally.
But Olivia made a really, really amazing turkey.
Yeah.
Probably the best that I've ever had.
Wow.
And I'm not someone who like complains about turkey is what I was trying to say.
So I appreciate that.
Can you
Thank
tell everyone
you.
What you did?
I totally can. So this is my second time ever making a turkey. The first year I followed the Half-Baked Harvest turkey recipe. It's the one that's most recommended. And honestly, my turkey last year was really
good.
But my like content that I am served is so diverse. And I would say like 60% of what I was being served up was turkey related in the last, couple weeks. And so I really wanted to give like spatchcocking turkey a try. I just like kept seeing it everywhere and everybody like makes it look so easy to cut out the backbone. I'm here to tell you that it's actually like not that easy. I was sweating like you wouldn't believe. Like I bought a 16 pound turkey and a lot of the videos that I saw and things that I looked up online was like 10 to 12 or 10 to 15. So like I knew I had a big bird, you know? But I did wind up getting it and you like crack the breastbone down, but essentially you create a flat turkey so that it can evenly cook and it cooks faster. And so I didn't follow a recipe. I just kind of made this like herby roasted garlic paste. So I did like parsley, thyme, used my thyme trick. Don't forget it. Two bulbs of roasted garlic and then like salt, pepper, olive oil. And I just like rubbed it all over, put it in the pan with some, you know, aromatics at the bottom, celery, carrots, onion, lemon, garlic. And it cooked for 2 hours. And it really was like unbelievable. And also I feel like what I did would be good really with like any meat. Like I can't wait to do that with a chicken.
Yeah.
Use the leftovers with my leftover gravy to make turkey pot pie the next night, which was also
that was
stellar.
So good.
Because by the way, we had a lot of turkey left over, hence the 16-pound turkey. And I have no more turkey left in my house. Like, I'm completely out.
Oh, I need to check my fridge. I only had leftovers on Friday, and then I didn't engage.
I feel like that's normal. Even for you to even have leftovers in the first place is, like, a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not a huge leftovers person, but Thanksgiving food, like, I think it translates nicely to leftovers.
Yeah.
But I think today's the day where I officially throw away anything that hasn't been eaten.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fair. Yeah, and Jackie hosted, your table was so colorful and bright and lovely. We had delicious food, delicious conversation. The kids had such a nice time. It was so fun.
I was saying I was so burnt out from the day. Like, we did a whole episode on Patreon of Thanksgiving table topics, like, you know, stories that are going on in the world. Like, I don't think I said one word at the table. I was so, like,
no, I don't even know what we talked about. Our conversation was so light and airy. Like, we had a lovely time.
We didn't, like, have conversation. We really just, like, talked about the food.
I was going to say, I feel like that's what we talk about a lot when we're, like, sitting out to eat a meal. Like, we talk about the food we're eating or other food.
I don't feel like always, but certainly, like, we all cooked all day. Like, let's all talk about what's good on the table, like, what needs what we would make again. Like, yeah, that's the conversation.
Yeah. But also, what we ate last year versus this year, like, we were talking about food the whole time.
Right. But it's also not like we ate for that long.
No.
I think we ate pretty
You also
quick.
Made, like, spinach artichoke choke dip. Like, you made lovely things.
Yeah. And I, no, but, like, the sitting down wasn't very long for eating.
No, and it never is. Like, you cook all day for a 20-minute meal. That's always how it goes.
Yeah, so it wasn't, like, that much conversation to be had. And we were, like, both tired. So it was just...
So dead.
It wasn't, like,
you know, I couldn't have possibly been as tired as you, though, because, like, you did... I made the turkey, but, like, you did everything else.
Yeah, I was just... like, I was doing fine, and then I just, like, was... So broken.
You were on your feet all day. That's what my husband said on Friday. On Friday, he played 33 holes of golf. And on Friday night, he's like, I'm so tired. I was on my feet all day. I'm like, how can you? Like, that's not okay to say.
Right. But that's like, that's elective on your feet.
Yeah. I wanted to also tell you what Shapiro did last night, because I feel like everyone would get like such a riot out of this. But, you know, people wake up in the middle of the night, like they go to the bathroom or whatnot. And my husband's making so much noise in the middle of the night. This is like partially why I'm so tired today. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I just took a shower. It must have been 3 a.m. I don't even know what time it was. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, I definitely have lice. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm so itchy.
We've all been there.
I'm like, okay, first of all, you would be like the last person in the house to get lice. Like, it would be Michaela first, then it would be me. Like, it would not, and nobody's even, that hasn't crossed anyone's mind. I'm like, you probably like have a sunburn on your head and it's itchy, or like maybe you're having allergic reaction, because he has like so many allergic reactions. I was just like, you're being nuts. Go back to sleep. And I roll over and I don't know what time it was. I want to say it was like 3 a.m. He's fucking scrolling on his phone. I'm like, put your phone down and go to sleep. Because he's like the type of person, if he feels like he's up, he's up. And I'm like, uh-uh. Like, we are going back to sleep. That light is not going to keep me up. You are being insane. Goodbye. So I'm also tired today.
So does he have lice?
Absolutely not.
Then did you give him a lice check?
I did, actually, this morning. And I was like, your head is, your scalp is red. Like, you have either some sort of, like, reaction, or sunburn. Or from
the itching of it.
Yeah, the itching of it. He also has dandruff. Like, get a new shampoo. Like, do not take a shower in the middle of the night. Wake me up.
I know, but we've all sort of been there where you're just like, I think I have lice today. What if I just had lice?
And the thing about lice is, like, the second someone says the word lice, I can guarantee you, for anybody watching the show, you're going to start itching your fucking head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if my husband has ever had lice. I've never asked him.
I don't know if my husband actually has ever had. I just think he immediately went there. We had lice a million times.
Well, I mean, we're like girls. We went to camp. We have a lot of hair. I feel like we actually evaded it for so long. And then we got it like kind of late in life for lice.
But we got it.
And then we got it over and over and over again. And it's not like something that like once you get once, you're more susceptible to.
But I had lice.
Became lice girlies.
In high school. Like I was in the 9th grade when I had lice for sure. I like vividly remember that, but that like makes sense because like Margo would have been in like the 3rd grade and that would be a time to get lice and she would have given it to me. You know?
Yeah.
I love how we're just slandering her saying like she gave me lice, or I could, it could have been from anywhere else, but Margo, you definitely gave it to me that time.
I feel like for as many times as we had it, everyone played their part.
100%.
Though I don't remember ever giving it.
Yeah, sure.
I don't give lice. I just get it.
Lice, like, loves, like, clean hair, clean people. Yeah. So it's, like, kind of, like, such a compliment
when you
get lice.
That's what they say. I think that's one of those, like, kid tricks, you know, where...
No. I think it's genuine. Like, they want, like, a nice clean surface to, like, amplify their...
Sure. Eggs. But say a lice makes it into the head of a dirty, you know, complicated hair. Are they leaving? Are they packing their bags, or they're just unhappy?
Maybe they're not spreading as fast. I don't know.
They're just like unhappily residing. I think it's one of those things to tell kids. It's like, oh, they picked you because you're so clean and your hair's amazing. That's why it happened to you. That's like a good thing to cheer up kids.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Well, we have a very jolly good show for you today. Some great stories, some great advertisements. And we have a trout skin here, so you just never know where things are going to go.
Never know. I feel like we keep it on the path, you know?
We actually do. I think Claudia and I think are the worst combination, but and the best of like tangents, but that's also, that's
the point. That's the nature of the show,
that's the point.
100%.
But with guests, you know, it's easier to stay on track.
Yeah, totally.
So.
I consider myself, like, I'm not a guest in the traditional sense, you know?
Co-host. Guest co-host.
Yeah.
Are you not that?
No, but I'm not like a Bravo star, you know?
Oh, no, but guest co-host.
Yeah.
Like Ben is a guest co-host too.
Yeah. I just feel like Ben, me, Margo are in like one category of people. And then there are like other famous people that are in another category.
Of guest co-hosts?
Yeah.
But okay, where would you put like Taylor Strecker? Because she's also like family.
That's so hard. Why would you do that to me?
I'm just trying to like make a
point. Suss it out. I was just trying to compare myself to like a Paige DeSorbo. Like we're not the same, you know?
Okay.
Like she's a queen, you know?
You're a queen.
No, in a different way.
A queen of a different kingdom?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, cool. Well, we have a great show. Also, did you see the conversation last week? Claudia was like pressing.
Did you get roasted for something?
I'm always getting roasted.
But, like sports?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say? What'd you do?
Oh, I said you'll like this.
Because honestly, the last time I was on here talking about sports, like I definitely got a few things wrong again. And I got some positive feedback that I learned stuff, you know?
Yeah. So what I said was, you know, the Eagles and the Chiefs were playing each other last week.
Right.
And I just said it felt thirsty.
Right.
And that it's what I said that was inaccurate was that I said it doesn't count towards anything. It's kind of like a showcase scrimmage. but I was right in the sense that there are two teams that wouldn't ordinarily, they're not in the same conference.
Right.
So it was like they were chosen by the NFL to play, but they were chosen because oftentimes the Super Bowl teams do play each other next year and that game does count towards their score.
Right, right, right.
So I was wrong about it being a scrimmage.
No, of course.
And it was scheduled before Taylor Swift entered the picture.
Yeah.
So it wasn't thirsty on that count, but it did still feel thirsty because of Kelce Bowl.
No, totally. There's a lot of things in the NFL that are just, they really do feel too scripted. Like, tell me how all of a sudden the Dolphins, like, were playing, you know, in New York so that Braxton could be with Alex Earl's family for Thanksgiving and her whole family could go to the game.
I was wondering
like just how
he was with her for Thanksgiving when he had a game on Friday.
Because he was down the street. That's how. Like, there's just so many things. And by the way, like, it just, it does feel scripted, no?
I thought he, like, flew in, flew out. I was wondering that. I forgot to, like, follow up. And I didn't realize they were playing in New York.
Yeah, I think Claudia was at the game,
too. She was at the game. Yeah. No, that makes complete sense. And then her whole family went to the game.
Yeah. Which is actually, like, lovely. Like, it's very sweet. It's just, like.
How did he play?
A TBD, I don't know.
I saw one play that, like, didn't look good for him. He was chasing after someone.
I think the Dolphins, like, had an amazing game. Like, they had a, like, 99-yard touchdown where, like, the ball was thrown and they intercepted it and ran all the way back.
I think I saw that.
So, I think it was a huge team win. Yeah.
They won the game.
Yeah, the Jets are terrible. So, Aaron Rodgers of it all, yeah.
So, okay, who like that's a celebration for him.
And then Aaron Rodgers apparently got cleared right after the game to like be able to come back. I think he's playing this week or something like that again. Don't come for me. I don't know. But
he said he was going to be back by December.
He's back. I think he's ready for action.
I love that for him. I've missed him. I'd rather see him out there shaking that thing.
So, yeah, there were a lot of scripted Thanksgiving football.
And you know that's like, I didn't know that was a running joke within the NFL. Do you see there was a sketch. I don't know what it was for now that maybe it was for like opening football season. It was like a sketch about how the NFL is scripted by the NFL. And it was all of them sitting around a table about like things that they were going to do this
funny.
Year.
No, because it's like there's too many things that are just too.
Because that's what people say. It's scripted.
Yeah.
Huh.
The more you know.
Any other sports this weekend? Eagles won. They're doing well. Happy for them.
Yeah. We
Cowboys won on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always a big game for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was happy.
And Harry's a little Cowboys fan.
He is.
Yeah.
So I was happy for my boys.
Yeah.
And that's your sports recap.
Love it.
100% accurate. All the facts right here.
Did you buy anything for Black Friday?
I did. I was telling everyone. I think I said this on the Patreon. I don't know if I said it on the show. I got my outdoor furniture.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited for you. Mostly because I'm excited for myself.
I'm so excited. Like, it's been a while since I've been excited about, like, a big purchase.
Yeah.
I guess because I haven't bought furniture in a while. And now I'm, like, re-upping. And I'm counting down the days.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next summer. I'm counting the days.
Well, it's summer here all the time, so you're good.
It's from the book.
I know.
Book, camper, and counselor.
Never heard of it.
Did you get anything for Black Friday?
I did. I bought a new fridge for my garage because my current fridge in my garage is like from the house when we bought it. And I just like wanted to get like a new one and just upgrade it. And I just felt like Black Friday was a perfect purchase.
Yeah, that's the perfect thing to get.
And then I just bought the kids a bunch of stuff. I bought them a bunch of clothes from like memes and Amazon and all the different places. I think my husband, like, he got a lot of shoes from God knows where. There's always packages showing up at my door.
Yeah, same.
I got my white elephant gift.
Secret Santa. Sacred Santa.
Sacred Santa.
I like Sacred Santa.
Yeah.
I got my.
I thought like Black Friday was a perfect time to buy it. Somebody did remind me to do that. I think it was Claudia.
Claudia. I got my Sacred Santa gift too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm so eager to know who you have.
I'm eager to know who you have.
I bet you are.
No, is it me?
No, it's not.
It's me.
I swear. What do you I swear me? It's not.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
You're the worst person to buy for. I just bought you for your birthday, you know? So I feel like I'm glad to be done with you.
I'm the easiest person to buy for. Like when I've been shopping for other people, I'm like, this would be great for me. This, that, this.
I'm wearing
the
bracelet that I got you though. So I did.
I am wearing Olivia's birthday gift. She got me an evil eye bracelet. It's working, bitches. Ta ta for now. So Sacred Santa, I feel like the whole of the toast is so invested in our Secret Santa.
Oh, I can't wait. We are gonna have to Patreon.
Yeah,
yeah.
We've been talking about it, Claudia and I, on the show. Did you tell Zach Shapiro, your husband, who you have?
Yes.
You told him like immediately, right?
I was just like, should we tell each other who we have? And he was like, yeah. And honestly, like, I'm really glad that I did, you know?
Oh, okay. I know who he has then.
No. I'm saying like for me, like I needed help.
Oh, you need. Oh, so it wasn't me.
Yeah. Okay. And then for him.
We're giving too many clues.
No, it's not you. It's not you.
Too many clues.
But for him, I also like, I maybe helped him a little too.
No, that's the point of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Zach and I told each other so that.
Yeah, we've been really helpful.
But he had
a
really good idea.
Your husband is amazing at like gab gifts, finding like things that nobody's ever heard of that are the best things in the world. Like that's his specialty.
This is his specialty, like a like $100 cap.
I was like saying that I actually like hope he has me because like I feel like he would get a great gift, you know.
Is there anything that you want? That you want to put forth to your Sacred Santa?
No, but are you saying that he has me?
No, he doesn't watch this show.
No, I honestly want for nothing. That's why I feel like I'm personally a hard person to buy for. Like I have everything I want. Like I don't need anything, you know? Stop. But I just like would be eager to see what somebody would need, you know, think I want or need. Yeah.
You could always get a little crap from Etsy.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have tons of crap and I love it.
Yeah. I love crap. Okay. Let's get into the stories. No more dilly dallying. Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five Stories that you need to know as we pray for you today.
Wow, that was excellent.
Thank you. I always like to put a little something special for the day
onto
it.
You're very clever.
Thank you, Olivia.
Can I take a sip of your coffee while you kill me?
Wow, brazen. That's why you complimented me. That's why she complimented me.
The way that thought process didn't even cross my mind. Is this the M special?
That's the M special.
Yeah, I can taste it. Oh my God. Tastes really good.
You guys, there's a place called the Cheese Stores in Florida and Long Island, and they have the best iced coffee. And Margot, our sister, and Emily, her best friend, made a special flavor. It's called the M Special. I'm sure you've been seeing them posting about it.
It's sold out already.
Oh, okay. So get a different flavor from the Cheese Store.
My personal favorite is Oreo and Vanilla Velvet.
Yeah, you got me onto Oreo. I usually do hazelnut. It's just tried and true, but I've been enjoying.
I stole s'mores from your house on Thanksgiving. Oh, it was really good.
It's for you.
I know. Well, because
Rena always drops off for both of us and I never give it to you.
I know. That's why I stole it when I was like helping put food away because I was like, this, I feel like belongs to me. I took a bottle it yay big.
Literally
okay?
Does belong to you. So enjoy. Today's episode is brought to you by Hatch. I love Hatch. We are a Hatch family. And if you don't know about Hatch yet, let me tell you. Shall I count the ways? Hatch is the best product for falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking up. It makes waking up so humane. It makes going to sleep so calming, relaxing, peaceful. And you need to get your Hatch. So Hatch being today's sponsor is so appropriate because this morning I woke up 5 minutes before my alarm sound went off and waking up to a sunrise on my Hatch Restore instead of my phone alarm put me in such a good mood and made it so much easier to jumpstart my day. Yes, Hatch slowly wakes you up with the sun. It takes like 30 minutes. It starts getting lighter and lighter until your alarm goes off, but oftentimes you wake up before your alarm and isn't that the best feeling in the world?
Totally.
So great sleep can be earned with Hatch. 83% of customers report improved sleep. Improved. That's what I was trying to say. And they have a 60-night money-back guarantee, so you can try it for yourself risk-free. The Hatch Restore is a device that helps you build a consistent bedtime and morning routine so you can prioritize rest and sleep better. Also, I've unlocked all of the noise machine features, and I love it because they have so many different noises to choose from. I'm personally in like a night rainstorm.
Love that.
State of mind, but you can do it on your phone. So if I'm like across the room and like I'm nap trapped and I want to turn the sound machine on because Charlie fell asleep, like I can just do it on my phone and it will come on. I don't have to go turn it on across the room, but you can also tap it on top. It's just an amazing device.
You're obsessed.
I'm obsessed. I could go on and on. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/toast. That's hatch.co/toast to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/toast. You guys, $20 off. It's the best. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Caraway. And honestly, this weekend was brought to you by Caraway because Thanksgiving was brought to you by Caraway in my household. There is a gift for everyone from Caraway. So this holiday season, you could be buying for anyone. Honestly, like if you had a sister for Secret Santa who loves to cook, I would, you know, suggest Caraway for that person. It's non-toxic, easy cooking, well-loved, and gorgeous. Also, this was the weekend of Caraway for me because I finally got my set of monochromatic pink pots and pans from the Tan Friends collection. I've been talking about eyeing them on the show, and then Caraway sent me them for my birthday, and I'm just... It was the best gift.
That's so nice.
After my evil eye bracelet.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And namaste, bitches.
And everything my friends and family bought me. Then Caraway. So it's time to make it official and be the family favorite by gifting Caraway. The holidays are closer than ever, so make sure you order by December 15th to get their gift or yours underneath the tree in time. Yeah, also Caraway is a great self-gift. Like, give yourself the gift of easier dishes. Give yourself the gift of tastier food. Give yourself the gift of a gorgeous kitchen where you can leave your pots on top of the stove and it looks nice.
Yeah.
So visit carawayhome.com/thetoast to take advantage of this limited time offer for up to 20% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners and won't last long. So visit carawayhome.com/thetoast to get new kitchenware before the holidays. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Today's episode is also brought to you by Wella. Wella is one of those products I'm actually wearing on the toast right now because love it's it. In my hair. Last night I washed my hair and Wella is the best post-wash product and you absolutely need it. So Wella Professionals has over 140 years of experience, developed initially for professional use only and previously only sold in salons and consistently ranked among the top most loved brands by professional stylists. The Ultimate Repair Miracle Hair Rescue. That's what I have in my hair right now, what I've been using every time I wash my hair. It's a leave-in spray treatment designed to work on wet hair. So it's going to repair your hair. It's going to do everything it needs to do. And it also smells so good. So I don't have to worry about like my shampoo or conditioner smelling good because like the Wella is what's going to make my hair smell good for as long as it's unwashed, which for me is 4 to 5 days. I'm not going to lie. So with key ingredients, AHA and omega-9, you can rebuild the hair bonds inside the strands and replenish the outside barrier of damaged hair. Their bonding serum repairs hair damage in 90 seconds. So Wella's new line, Ultimate Repair, is the most premium line to date. And it was developed with 140 plus years of experience. So that's a lot of history. You and me got a whole lot of history. Mm-hmm. Do you know this song?
One Direction?
Oh my God, yeah. I was like, do you think I'm just singing nonsense?
No, I know you.
So here's how I use it. After I get out of the shower, I just spray the Ultimate Repair Miracle Hair Rescue as many times as needed. They recommend 5 to 10 pumps. Go a little crazy, whatever. And then you wait 90 seconds before styling. I style my hair in the morning, so it's sitting there all night, and I have gorgeous, thick hair in the morning.
You have gorgeous hair.
Thank you. You can try the Ultimate Repair Miracle Hair Rescue with 10% off the travel size on Amazon by using promo code 10TOAST. Now, let's get into the stories.
Oh, and just one more PSA.
A PSA from Troutier?
Spritz Society, 35% off site-wide last day. I'm pretty sure I heard through the rumor mill that Pink Lemonade is basically selling out today if it's not already sold out.
So get your Pink Lemonade is what you're saying.
Yeah, and 40% off the new bundles, Tropical Trio and Lemonade Stand, which also has Pink Lemonade in it, which is another way to get it. But last day, 35% off, biggest sale they've ever done.
SpritzSociety.com.
S-P-R-I-T-Z. Society.com.
Our first story, some happy baby news and the kind of shocking. Thankful Paris Hilton secretly welcomes a second baby with her husband Carter Room and reveals the name. So she's officially a family of four. Paris revealed on Friday that her and her husband Carter secretly welcome their second baby. She posted a picture of a pink outfit monogram with the name London and said, "Thankful for my baby girl." So in multiple videos, she called her son Phoenix a big brother and gushed to her nieces and nephews about having two babies. I saw this. I thought it was an announcement of a pregnancy.
Yeah.
And then you told me that, no, like, the baby is here, which is so amazing. That's two successful secret pregnancies for her, which I think is, like, the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. And her kids are, like, 11 months apart.
Amazing.
Yeah. I also love that, like, obviously her name is Paris. Her son is Phoenix. Her daughter's London. Like, she went with, like, the city thematic naming convention.
I know. I wish we had the opportunity to guess what her baby name would be, because I think, like, we would have been able to guess it. Incorrectly guessed for her son. I thought his name was going to be Maximilian.
Oh, no, I don't see that for her.
Maximilian Room Hilton. I really felt Hilton Room. I really felt like that was going to be it.
Okay. Well, you were wrong.
Well, she likes the cities. But so if we had to do girl city names, London would be top, like,
or
of those.
Sydney.
It's also funny because London Tipton from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody is based off of Paris Hilton.
Right.
And life imitates art. She named her daughter London. So now we really have a London Hilton room.
London Hilton.
We have a room at the Hilton.
I'm actually so happy for her.
I'm so happy for her. And she had spoken about how she really wants a daughter.
Yeah.
I think after her son was born, and just in general, maybe it was even in her book that I read. But yeah.
I do love this era for her, like, in her life, you know?
I love it for her.
She's like a businesswoman. She's a DJ. She's a wife. She's a mom. She's doing her thing,
you know? She takes Phoenix everywhere with her, and they're just, like, such a cute family unit. So I'm really excited that she is growing her family. And to have two kids so close in age is just so wonderful.
So wonderful. Totally. I'm so happy for her.
Also, speaking of celebrity memoirs, Britney Spears, The Woman in Me, is the Redhead's book this month. Did you know that?
I did, because we talked about it last time I was on. Wow. And I said I was going to read it, and I haven't yet, but I still will.
Wow, I need to find more things to share. But it's just a reminder that you should become a Redhead. It's never too late. The first Thursday of December, so next Thursday, and we're recording next week. So I haven't started the book yet, but another book update. I'm getting through Iron Flame. Like, I'm almost there.
Is it, like,
there.
Tough to get through? I don't really understand what's going on.
Do you know what Iron Flame is?
No.
Okay, have you heard of Fourth Wing?
I've seen y'all post things.
Okay,
you know?
It's the new YA series. It's very Hunger Games.
Okay,
so Fourth
Wing.
That's
not my vibe, but cool.
Was, like, a huge success. We read it for the Redheads. Me, Claudia, and Margot loved it. And then the new book, the sequel, just came out, and, like, Claudia and I have been struggling to get through it. Not because it's bad. It's just, like, slow and long and verbose. But now I think I'm at, like, 70%. Like, hopefully I finish it today. It's good. It's just that took too long.
Understood.
But it's also me. Like, I'm having a hard time, like, reading for chunks of periods of time. But that's why I was able to read this weekend, which was really nice.
That is lovely.
So we'll have a little Iron Flame recap on the Redheads episode this month.
Right, because you're all reading it?
Except for Dana, because she would never. She did not like the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love Dana going against the grain.
Oh, you need to listen to the Redheads. That's all she does. She hates everything because she's so highbrow.
That's so interesting, though, because, like, in real life, like, Dana's the most amenable person on earth. It's like, you want to do this? Yeah, sure. Like, she never is contrarian.
No, when it comes to books, like, that's her thing.
Oh, okay. Dana, learned something new about
you. She's our harshest critic.
Oh, okay.
Her, but also Snitch, because, like, the books that Dana.
But I expect that from Snitch.
Because, like, Dana, like, hates everything that's, like, that Dana would like, you know? Not to say Snitch is lowbrow.
No, they're just different.
Different brows.
Yeah.
Different brows. Left brow, right brow, we could
unibrow?
Say. Unibrow? They're not unibrow, and that's the problem.
Yeah, 100%.
But then with Rebecca and me in the middle, we make a unibrow.
But Becky feels like somebody, like, Becky's very, she has that similar vibe to Dana where they're just, like, super go with the flow, like, down for anything. So I can kind of see her being that
person.
She
has strong opinions. Honestly, I'm the one who's like, it was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't expect that of you.
I know. I just, like, I feel bad trashing a book. Like, when, not trashing, but, like, I always kind of reel in what I'm saying just because, like, someone worked so hard on this. And, like, if I finish the book, unless it was an absolute piece of garbage, my country friends, like, there's something to discuss. It someone liked it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Plus, it's my job as the host of the show to, like, be, like, a little more impartial, I find. That's really where
you're moderating.
I
moderating the conversation?
I do moderate,
mm-hmm.
Yes. So, happy for the Hilton Room family.
Yeah, me too.
And what...
Do you think they'll have another kid? I know that's inappropriate to ask, but I'm just gonna, you know, pose the question.
Oh.
I hate when people ask it to me. I'm not pregnant, but I do hope to have another kid.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't.
Like, some people feel really strongly, like, they're when they're at two, they're like, I'm done. Like, my family is complete. Exactly.
Especially when they have both genders, they also feel that way.
Yeah. Either way, I'm super happy for her.
Yeah, same.
But I feel like we could, in another couple months from now, like, it could just
be another one.
Be another one. And I would be super stoked for her too.
Yeah.
Either way.
Either way.
Yeah.
Our next story, Beyonce premiered her film Renaissance in the U.S. this weekend. A lot of stars showing up and showing out, and she looked beautiful in a silver platinum Versace gown. So the stars came out for Beyonce's premiere. Issa Rae, Lizzo, Janelle Monáe all attended the premiere. Taylor Swift was notably absent. You know, Beyonce went to her premiere, but Taylor has shows and she's still like grieving loss of her fans. So yeah. I don't think she was going to be rocking the carpet or rocking the stage at Arrowhead for that matter.
For sure. Was Kim there?
No.
Oh, people were like hoping that maybe they would like see each other there. And by people, I mean Liz P. Woods.
Oh, she thought Kim might be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess she really could have been there.
Yeah.
But she wasn't.
She wasn't. So when does the movie come out? Like when can we see it?
I guess that means like, when there's a premiere, then it's like a few days later.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
There's a lot of, this is like movie season.
Yeah.
Also, Taylor announced today that on December 13th, Eras Tour will be available on demand.
Oh, good. Like, that's really what I'm looking for because I don't know the last time that, like, I've, like, been to the movie, seen a, like, been to the theater, seen a movie, but I love watching movies, so.
And then also there's the new movie Wish.
Okay,
the new Disney movie.
I heard about that.
There's Napoleon, which I've heard was god-awful.
Oh, really?
An affront to Napoleon.
Darn.
Yeah, the reviews were not good. I don't even know if I will see it because...
There's another movie, a Scorsese one also. Oh, Flowers.
Flower Moon. Yeah. And there was one more that we were just talking about, I think, on the Patreon.
Right.
Oh, Hunger Games prequel.
Oh,
It sounds good.
It does?
Yeah, it's President Snow origin story.
You know that doesn't mean
much to
me.
Did you see Hunger Games?
I saw one when y'all forced me into the movie theater to watch it like 10 years ago. But I have like, I understand the concept, but it's not like something I'm a part of.
You never watched like the whole series?
No.
What do you think about Twilight? You're such a contrarian.
It's not that I'm contrarian. These are just like not things that I enjoy watching like vampires and wolves, you know? That's like not my vibe.
What's your vibe? Like CIA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. FBI, CIA.
So do you like movies like Zero Dark Thirty? Is that like your favorite movie?
It's not my favorite. I honestly have never seen it, but what? I feel like I would like it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it?
No. No.
Okay, what about like Saving Private Ryan or
Yeah, no, I've seen that. It's not my favorite, but I've seen it.
Jarhead.
Not seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I'm just naming military movies.
Yeah, no, like CIA, FBI, like, doesn't necessarily mean military. Like, the types of movies that I love are, like, the Ocean's movies, Italian Job, like, heisty vibes is heisty really, like, vibes. My favorite type of movie. Yeah.
Did you like the most recent Ocean's movies with the ladies?
I did. Very entertaining. What's not to like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I just love when they, like, you know, trick you.
Yeah.
Like, Now You See Me. Like, I love movies like that, you know?
So funny. Do you like Kingsman?
Love. Obsessed. Love. Obsessed. Who doesn't? Obsessed.
Kingsman could heal the world. Everyone loves that movie.
There was one really bad one with Julianne Moore, and it was still good.
It wasn't even bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It's always on TV, The Golden Circle.
Yeah. No, I love. They just had another one, The King's Man, which is like the prequel.
It's out?
It's
I feel like a Kingsman movie doesn't come out without Claudia and I knowing about it.
No, it's been out for like a few years. You must have seen it then.
Kingsman movie.
When did it come out?
2021. Wait. The King's Man. Stanley Tucci. That's confusing just because the other guy looks like Stanley Tucci. But yeah, you're right. We have to tell Claudia. She loves Kingsman too.
I love. Like the and by the way, like I love a lot of movies, but I'm not really into like the sci-fi-y, sequel-y, like Hunger Games, Twilight. And like I'll watch them if you're all watching them together. It's just like not something I seek out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like Bella, Edward, like they just don't really do it for me, but.
She's wrong for that. She's Team Jacob, aren't you? Do you even know what that means?
Yeah, the werewolf.
Are you Team Jacob?
No.
Let the record state.
I'm Team Nobody. I'll be Team Renesmee. You guys used to say that Kayla was Renesmee, like when she was born.
Yeah, why did we say that?
Who knows?
Because she was growing quickly. That's like the thing about Renesmee.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, no, because she would look at you. I guess all babies do this now that I've met other babies. Like they look at you like they're showing you like Renesmee's, you know, her superpower, which is like they show you all the memories.
Yeah.
But she like has to stare at you and focus. And that's what she used to do. That's
so
funny.
And you guys used to just say stuff like that and I'll accept it. Yeah, sure.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I don't, you know, it didn't really like fully understood what it meant.
Yeah, no, I think it's because she was showing us all her memories with us.
Cute.
Yeah. It was a cute thing we were saying. You missed it. Are you ready for our next story? Another cute thing that you might have missed if I didn't bring it to your attention.
Please share.
Blackpink brings the girl group Glam to the Buckingham Palace state banquet with the royal family. You guys, I'm obsessed, and I'm taking this moment to bring up a royal family story. It's been so long.
Educate us.
Educate you, because I posted to my Instagram story, Blackpink met King Charles. Like, I'm not okay. And Olivia's like, who are these people? I was like, it's Blackpink. Like, you don't know Blackpink in your air. Like, you don't know. Their songs are
kind of how would I know? Like, where would I hear it?
Their songs, like, are, hold on, let me, you know, I'm going to play their most popular songs. I do think
you would know it. Is it like TikTok music?
No.
Okay. Claudia,
Olivia, I'm not on TikTok.
No, I know. That's why I'm confused as to, like, where would I hear this? Like, it's not on SiriusXM the Highway. Not interested.
Did you ever watch To All the Boys, those movies?
The movies. Isn't it? Oh, no, that's A Summer I Turned Pretty. I watched the first one.
Oh, this one, Kill This Love. This is probably their most popular song. Do you know the song?
No, but I like it.
It's good, right? I'm telling you, Liv.
Okay, I'm into it. I never heard of them. I want to see you
in the Wagoneer blasting Blackpink.
By the way, next time you see me, that's what I'll be doing.
It's such a good song. But anyways, they are like such a big K-pop girl group. They like did Coachella.
Amazing.
And they're so talented. They also have a documentary on Netflix if you want to learn more.
Oh, okay. About the Blackpink. Honestly, love a documentary. So yeah.
So they turned heads in glamorous gowns. They looked beautiful at the Buckingham Palace state banquet on Tuesday with South Korean artists attending in support of the president and first lady before the group was made honorary members of the Order of the British Empire. The K-pop singers looked regal for Tuesday night's banquet, with each member bringing her own style to the glittering banquet, which was also attended by King Charles Cavalier Spaniel III, Queen Camilla, the Prince and Princess of Wales, Kate and William, the Duchess of Edinburgh, and the Duchess of Gloucestershire. That's my stab at pronouncing that correctly.
I watched part one of The Crown this weekend, actually.
And?
Really good. I mean, it's... I didn't want to watch it because it was only part one, and part two comes out, I think, on like December 14th, but I just felt like I had to. And it was, you know, I don't want to give it away, but I guess I'm not because it's based on real, but it's like, you know, the Diana story.
Yeah, really, which we know.
Yeah.
We know that it's about Diana.
Yeah. And I think they do a masterful job as always. So I love it, and I'm excited for part two.
I'm waiting for part two in order to start part one. Plus, I have so much reading to do. I actually don't even have time to watch it right now. And it's a good thing to watch with the whole family over the holidays, because I think everybody likes that.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to watch part one again?
Is that okay? You said it was masterful.
Right. I don't like to watch things twice. That's like, I'm really not into that. I find it super annoying.
It's a new thing, like in like binge era, where it's like growing up, when we like something, we watched it over and over and over and over again. And now, like, you watch these shows or movies once and that's it.
That's it. Yeah.
Maybe for kids, like, they still watch those same movies over again. But like, maybe when you're a kid, it's just different.
I think it's the different personality types. Like, if you're the type of person that will like watch Friends every night and like rewatch the same episodes over and over, like, I'm not.
Well, if you're the type of person that watches Friends, period.
Right. Like, or The Office. Like, I just don't. That's not like, I will not turn on something I've seen already and like watch it if I need to like mindlessly watch. Like, I'll always seek out something new. I would probably waste all the time that I have seeking out watching something new.
Just watching trailers and then you go to sleep.
My favorite thing to do is watch trailers. I love it.
Well, I know that The Crown is ending soon, so we won't get up to, you know, an episode with Blackpink meeting King Charles.
Darn.
And that's a loss for everyone, because I would love to know what happened at this dinner. I imagine it was wonderful. And
I'm sure it was absolutely fabulous. I can't wait to dive into
them. Look how amazing
more.
They look.
Wow, yeah.
The video of them meeting King Charles was so cute. That was just like not on my bingo card for things I was waiting for to happen or, you know, even thought about. But it was something that I needed.
Yeah. Who would you love to see King Charles Cavalier meet next?
Ooh, it's always fun like to see like forever who meets the royals. I don't know who he has met. He's, you know, been around a while. He's probably met a lot of people.
For sure.
Like, who do I want to see like get invited to a state dinner? Great question.
Think about it.
Like Elon, has he been?
I'm sure they've met.
I'm sure they've met.
Yeah.
But has he been like an official guest?
I thought
you
were going to be like Luke Combs, you know?
Luke Combs. Yes.
Yeah. Luke Combs. I would love to see Nicole Combs
100%.
That's what I'm waiting for. And then he can perform for all of them. And wow,
and that's
them.
What they need.
Yeah. They like to drink beer. Like, it seems like, you know, similar vibes.
Yeah.
Because they're like really into like pints, you know, in Britain.
Pints and pints.
Yeah.
And then beer never broke my heart.
It. Yeah. Pints never broke my something.
Pints never broke my heart. That's beautiful, Olivia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that I'm here for King Charles ex Luke Combs.
100%.
Put it on my 2024 vision board.
Okay. Do you have a bit? Do you do those things? Yeah. No. I needed to make sure I wasn't.
I don't have a vision board. I have a planner. And I feel like that's.
But like in the beginning of your planner, do you write, here are all my goals for 2024? And then like look back at them and say, wow, look how much I didn't do.
No.
Okay.
And honestly, like I'm the type of person who I'm the opposite of a manifester, because I feel like if you speak it, like it doesn't happen.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
So it would be interesting to see what my goals are, but I don't have like such actionable goals like that.
Yeah, you just like want to live your life.
My goals are vibes, you know?
Totally.
It's about the energy. It's about the exchange of energy. Do you have a planner?
No.
You should get one.
Google Calendar.
Okay.
It works just fine.
But my Google Calendar on my phone and my computer are never synced.
Oh, that's a you problem.
I think it's a tech problem.
Also a you problem.
It's the tech.
Fix your tech.
No, but like the tech should fix itself, honestly. Like, what else are they doing? You know?
Sure.
They're so busy in your business. Okay, sync up my calendars then. You want my business?
How many calendars do you have?
Just like, I just use my calendar on my phone. And sometimes like when I'm on my phone and I need to make a note of like an event, I put it on my phone. And then when on my computer calendar, it's not there.
You're doing it wrong. I know what you're doing. You're not like coding it to the right email.
No, exactly. I'm not coding it.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm like, not
there's
a coder.
There's another, no, not by that. I mean like encoding. Like there's another area there where it says calendar and you need to click that and put it to the like your email. I'll show you.
Okay, or I just get a physical planner where I write down everything.
I know, but like you're doing that as art. You're not doing that for like legitimate scheduling.
No legitimate scheduling. I need to be able to see my week.
Okay.
Visualize.
How's your week looking? Busy?
Busy. It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, it is.
I'm busy till the end of the year. Really, like every day I have like multiple
stuff.
Things.
I know. And the weekends
outside
are crazy.
Of work obligations.
Yeah. No, I know.
And then the weekends. Too. Yeah. Everyone's just like
having a birthday.
But it's nice. It's nice like the how this year, like this time of year gets so booked and busy. But then like what's going to happen in January?
It's depressing.
Really?
No.
I feel like there's fine. Still stuff in
there's
January.
There's always stuff.
I feel like March is depressing. That's the month of depression.
No, because then it like becomes like spring breaky, Passover. I don't know when Passover is this year, but like then it's that vibe. There's always something going on.
Yeah. Well, cool. It's not the state dinner that I'm invited to, but it's
yeah, you close. Could have said you and Claudia.
Oh, me, not Claudia. She can stay home. Me, I want to go. Bring me. They should do a podcasting symposium.
And that's never gonna happen.
That's on my vision board.
Okay.
I'm gonna manifest it. A podcasting symposium at Buckingham Palace, PodCon 2024 at the palace, us and Smartless hobnobbing with the royals. There it is.
Now dream on.
Now it's going to come true.
Dream on.
Are you ready for our next story?
I sure am.
But I have to let you know it's a story brought to you by Legacy Box. You guys, do not skip over this ad because it's this time of year. Olivia's sipping my coffee, but I'm so hyped up on Legacy Box. I'm okay with it. So Legacy Box is the perfect gift always, but especially this time of year. You've heard us talk about Legacy Box all year long, but now is the time to take advantage of their best sale of the year during their Cyber Week event. Legacy Box is the most meaningful gift you can give this holiday season to family or even yourself. It's simple, safe, and has been trusted by millions. And for limited time, you can preserve your tapes, film reels, and photos for as low as $27, saving you hundreds. So Legacy Box, if you don't know what it is, it's a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured memories, videotapes, film reels, photos. Legacy Box sends you an empty box. You put any of those things that you have. You know, we all have a closet full of old videotapes that we don't have the apparatus to watch anymore. So we put everything in a box, sent it off to Legacy Box. They digitize it, send it back to you. And then we were able to watch all of these old home videos. We were such hams growing up that like someone needs to watch these videos. Like if young us knew that these tapes were just sitting in a closet, they would be so bummed. But then we finally got them back. It's so funny to see how like we're so changed and older, but we're the same. Our personalities are the exact same. And Legacy Box is the gift that keeps on giving this holiday season. It is what you want to give. If you have a Secret Santa, like honestly, it could work for anyone in your family. Legacy Box.
100%.
Hurry, because Legacy Box best sale of the year won't last long. Visit legacybox.com/toast for an unreal 65% off during the Legacy Box Cyber Week event. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Shop Legacy Box lowest price of the year now at legacybox.com/toast. Buy your Legacy Box today. Send it in when you're ready. legacybox.com/toast. Now, today's episode is also brought to you by Skylight Frames, another amazing, meaningful gift this holiday season that your loved ones will actually use and enjoy. So again, it's hard to get creative with gifts. You want to do something personal, but also pretty for the home. Skylight Frames is that gift. Basically, it's a digital frame. You send it to whomever, and then you can, or they, but it's fun when you program what pictures are going to populate in the frame. You could pick one amazing photo. You could switch it out as often as you want. You could do something new every day. You could even send, like, if your loved one lives across the country, you could send a new photo every day of your kid or your dog, and like they get to kind of keep up with them through the Skylight Frame. It's like a physical embodiment of them, not just looking at everything on your phone, which is so, so nice. So it's great to give to family and friends with young children or a new baby, great for a grandparent, a sibling. I know Claudia loves hers and I love mine. She's always sending me new pictures of Dew. I'm always sending her new pictures of the boys. It's so, so beautiful. And obviously finding the perfect gift for family members can be very, very hard. Skylight Frames is solving that. As a special limited time offer for our listeners, get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/toast. To get $15 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame, just go skylightframe.com/toast. That's skylightframe.com/toast. The best gift, really. So many great gift options in today's sponsors. Thank you to our sponsors. And Skylight Frame is just like a gorgeous, wonderful gift for an in-law, anyone. I could go on and on about. I can't think of a person who would be a bad recipient of the Skylight Frame.
No, also a lot of moms use a Skylight Frame as a shared Google calendar on their kitchen counter. Like, so that way the calendar comes up and then you can see like all the activities of the week. Someone was literally just talking to me about Skylight last week at a breakfast that I was at, of how it like changed their life.
Mom hack. Okay, next story. Two names didn't expect to see in the same sentence this weekend, but Dave Portnoy is denying seeing Raquel Leviss in Illinois despite rumors. So there was a rumor going around that Dave Portnoy and Rachel Raquel Leviss from Vanderpump Rules were spotted in the same small town in Illinois on the same day, just before his ex-girlfriend hinted at her split from Dave. So two things. One, Dave and his girlfriend broke up. His ex announced it this weekend, and then it was rumored that he was spotted with Raquel, which prompted Dave to post a really mean, nasty statement about her, saying, quote, "I can confirm I've never met that trash bag in my life, and it's wildly insulting to even be mentioned in the same sentence as her."
Obviously very mean, but can I tell you what my problem with the story is? So Dave and Rachel, again, I don't watch Vanderpump Rules. That's her name?
Yeah. Well, so, her name was, it's confusing. Okay. But I think now she like chooses to go by Rachel.
So apparently they were spotted in the same town in Illinois a month ago. And like no one decided to write anything then. Do you know what I mean? So like there seems like they were making a story up once like Dave's now ex-girlfriend said that they broke up. Do you know what I mean? Like, why a month ago wasn't it like, oh, Dave and this girl spotted in the same... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That is interesting, though. It's kind of like a small town. They say they don't get a lot of celebrities, and they were both there on the same day. But I don't think that means that they were hooking up. He said that he was there to review Uncle Jerry's Pizza Company.
And I believe that, honestly, because that's what he does.
And he said it was spectacular. Got 8.3. She was at a coffee place and stopped to take some selfies. I don't know what she's doing there. She doesn't really give, she's not super like
forthcoming.
She's not really on social media anymore.
Yeah.
As far as I've seen.
You know, it was definitely really mean. But the one thing I will say that I do appreciate about Dave is like, if there's somebody asking for a comment from him, like not only is he going to make the comment, he's going to show you the exact comment he made and make the whole thing even bigger because of his comment.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, okay. So they're not together. I didn't think that. It didn't make sense to me.
It just doesn't make sense, 100%.
No, 1 + 1 = sock.
I actually liked Dave with his girlfriend.
I know. I think people are upset that they broke up.
Yeah. I don't, like, know them or anything but about them. Like, but, like, they seem to, like, be happy together.
Yeah, you know? And they were together for a while, and he's kind of been you know, she tamed him in the sense.
And she stood by him, like, when he was going through it, too.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows what happened there. I think that was also people trying to, like, make sense of the two of them splitting up, being like, oh, it's because he cheated on her with Rachel.
Right.
Which is obviously not true.
I don't think so, yeah.
So, yeah, just wanted to
I hope that y'all, as I always say, find your happiness.
Yeah. Our fifth and final story is some interesting shipping news that I think people should know. UPS and FedEx are no longer the largest delivery companies in the U.S. Both UPS and FedEx have been eclipsed as the largest courier companies in the U.S. by Amazon, which delivered more packages to U.S. homes in recent years than both delivery giants.
Unreal.
Amazon surpassed UPS in parcel volume in 2022. That's weird to say it like that. Because we say 2022.
It sounds fine to me.
2022?
Yeah, and we're in 2023.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I just like...
I was feeling off to
I
you?
Was reading on autopilot and it just sounded weird. Anyways, Amazon's bigger than UPS and FedEx. That's the T.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like Jeff Bezos is
because Amazon is also only delivering stuff from Amazon.
Of course.
So, and like UPS and FedEx are delivering from like everywhere else in the planet.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jeff Bezos is a shipping magnate.
Yeah. That's why Amazon just has like such a chokehold on everyone and everything, you know?
I mean, the thing is, like, I know everyone likes to rail on Amazon. And sometimes I go out of my way to like not get something on Amazon or even found with kids' clothes. Like, I don't love the quality from Amazon. Of course, it would be easiest to buy from Amazon. So I shop, you know, little mom and pop, this and that. Yeah. Takes forever. I ordered new pajamas for the boys 2 weeks ago and they're still not here. Yeah. If I got them from Amazon, they would have been here. I mean, I'm glad that I didn't because like I said, the quality's not great, but like it makes you appreciate Amazon.
Yeah, but sometimes you need stuff that the quality's not great and that's what Amazon is perfect for.
And Amazon's perfect for everything, kitchen, but like I'm so accustomed. I need something, I get it the next day or 2 days later. Like waiting 2 weeks for a package now is like,
Unheard of. I know.
And then they're giving it to Amazon. They're giving it because actually, I love this one place so much. I will continue to wait. But it's with all kids' clothes. Like, not to call out a million brands, but like every time I buy, it takes so long.
I know. You got to shop on unless, memes. That's my
unless
favorite.
I shop from like big box stores.
Yeah, like a Nordstrom or something like that.
H&M, Gap, those ones.
H&M takes forever.
They came in a few days. Still, it's not Amazon.
Yeah.
But where I ordered their PJs from, it's going on 2 weeks.
I placed an order on H&M.
Charlie's a new size now.
A little while ago, literally. And they were like, sorry that your order's delayed. Like, here's 15% off your next order. It was 2 weeks late. And also half the order wasn't mine.
Where was that from?
From H&M.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, it was big yikes. And like, I appreciated that they knew it was delayed and they gave me 15% off, but I called them. I'm like, I don't know how to return this because like, I don't have a return for it. So it's just going back to you.
And that's the thing. Returns.
Returns.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And Amazon does make returns so easy.
Yeah, they do. But I still don't, I'll figure out a way to use it, implement it in my life before I return. Unless it's like a really big purchase that like I bought knowing I might have to return it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like the size is really wrong.
But I hate returning.
I mean, I hate returning too.
You know who makes returns the easiest? Revolve.
Oh, do they?
Oh my gosh, the easiest, yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Everyone, and that's why they have a successful business.
Yeah, take a page.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I think they're one of those ones that it's like if you return more than you buy, like if you become...
Oh, you're blacklisted?
No, not blacklisted, but like you don't have those same privileges anymore. Like if you become more...
Honestly, costly. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, yeah. For sure. Like, it's a nice perk.
At least they still let you buy.
It's a nice perk. Don't take advantage.
Somebody we knew got in trouble with Amazon for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Do people know that story?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Another day.
Another story for another day. So those were the Fast Five stories. I feel as though you needed to know them. And I hope everyone had a great weekend.
This
has
a
great
week.
Kind
of a little unhinged this episode, more so than our usual.
More so than we're usually pretty by the book, but yeah. I agree. It went a little off the rails, which I enjoy.
Me too. I enjoyed myself very much here.
I enjoyed myself too. Mm. Me too. Mm. And it's the greatest time of year, you guys. So I don't know if you have realized that. Like, let's acknowledge the space that we're in. It's the holidays. The lights are up. The vibes are vibing. The cheermeister is here. Let's enjoy.
Yeah, I love this time of year.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It's really wonderful. So enjoy it, and we will see you tomorrow.
Tis the season.
Hopefully Claudia will be back tomorrow with good news on our boy Dew. Prayers up, yes, for Dew. We're Dew strong. And thank you, Olivia, for being here.
Thank you for having me, and thank you, Claudia, for letting me sit in your seat. I appreciate you, and I'm thinking of you.
And thank you all for listening to our show, the best show ever that should be invited to Buckingham Palace for a podcasting symposium. We will see you tomorrow. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow. You can follow Olivia on Instagram.
Yeah, follow me, at Olivia Ashray. Great content, great stuff.
You could always follow me on Instagram. That's always been an option, at Jackie Ashray. And we will see you tomorrow.
How could people listen to this podcast and not follow you?
I think that most of the people who listen to the podcast follow me, but I don't know. I feel like maybe they just listen they enjoy like the podcast. Maybe they don't follow that many like influencers on the day to day.
That's fair. 100%.
You know, I feel like there are some shows where I follow the show and it's like, I don't follow the hosts necessarily.
Yeah, that's fair.
So let's change that for you if you're one of those people. And have a wonderful, blessed day.
Bye.
Love ya. Bye.